بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، ولا عدوان الا على الظالمين، والعاقبه للمتقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. So alhamdulillah, we've moved into a different setup, but I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it more beneficial. It's more conducive to a classroom environment. It is better to have people packed in, and you know, hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, being regular in some of the classes that we have here. But obviously, this is a very unique lecture that we have here tonight. It's not one that's in response to any sort of emergency. It's actually one that is meant to complement the collection that we just released, which has been in the works for months, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, on the age of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the name of the collection was More Than Just a Number. And the idea was to make sure that we don't only contextualize the age of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in broader context, using an interdisciplinary approach, as did Asadullah along with Dr. Brown, or looking at, you know, what the definition of a child has been and is today and will be in the future, but instead to actually reclaim the entire narrative about Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And I've told this story in the past before about an incident that I had with a woman at University of Florida who could not come to terms or grapple with this particular issue of the age of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her through knowing the person of Aisha radiallahu anha to actually come to Islam through that knowledge of Aisha as a person, and actually to name her daughter, Allah be pleased with her, a child. Well, if you study the life of Aisha and the Prophet, peace be upon him, and know marriage comes under the microscope in our tradition more so than the marriage of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. In fact, if you were to attend any marriage seminar or to attend any lecture in the Muslim community about emotional intelligence, or about how we should be kind and generous with one another and how we deal with situations in our own marital lives, the examples that you'll go to immediately are the examples of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and our mother Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. And those of you that have been exposed to any of those facets of that marriage of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, how does the power dynamic look? Is it the Prophet, peace be upon him, bullying, abusing, putting her in her place, right? Not letting her voice her opinions, showing disregard for her opinions or for her own values, or showing disregard for her emotions, or shutting her down in arguments, right? Or stowing her away. Are any of those things present? No. You have a woman who gives us an intimate look into the arguments that she had with the Prophet, peace be upon him. And not just that, but the way the Prophet, peace be upon him, dealt with those arguments. You have a woman that would challenge the Prophet, peace be upon him. You had a woman that would challenge anybody in her society, right? If she felt like she was transgressed, or if she felt like if she felt like a falsehood was expressed. You had a woman that was willing to challenge all of those things in her times. You had a woman that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, I can tell when you're mad at me, because when you're pleased with me, you say, you swear by the Lord of Muhammad. But when you are upset with me, you swear by the Lord of Abraham. So I can tell when you're angry with me, and I can tell when you're pleased with me. We have the last khutbah that I gave, the last sermon, truly that beautiful story of Aisha breaking a plate. And if we marry our son to your daughter, then she's going to divert him away from his beliefs and introduce him into that religion of yours. So before Abu Bakr could even say a word, the wife of Mut'im expressed objection and said, well, you know, if Aisha goes through with this marriage with Jubayr, then things, you know, he might become a Muslim. And we'd hate for that to happen. We'd hate for him to become a Muslim. So Abu Bakr Abu Bakr turned to Mut'im and said, you know, what is it that she's saying? And he says, she says something that I can hear and I can agree with. Meaning, I agree with what my wife is saying about Jubayr marrying Aisha and potentially becoming a Muslim. So Abu Bakr said, well, that's unfortunate, and just kind of gave a few words, and then he left the house and celebrated as soon as he left the house that the engagement was broken between Jubayr and Aisha. May Allah be pleased with him. And Jubayr was a fierce enemy of Islam. He was the owner of Wahshi, who threw the spear at Hamza radiallahu anhu. So subhanAllah, this man was engaged to Aisha and ends up being the one that that frees Wahshi, along with Hind, of course, on the condition that she murders the uncle of the Prophet, peace be upon him. So Abu Bakr comes back home, celebrating, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says to Khawla, you know, please hurry up and invite Allah's messenger here. Khawla goes to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and invites him to Abu Bakr's house, and that's where the engagement took place. 3 years later, the marriage took place when she reached the age of marriage. Okay? So again, from a societal perspective, there was once again an engagement, and when she reached that one marker, which was known at that time, which was biologically reaching the age of maturity, then she married the Prophet, peace be upon him. And Aisha radiallahu anha, an argument she had with the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he's always right, and he's, you know, she's the one that lost her temper, or she's the one that raised her voice, or, you know, and it's the same people that would mock Aisha would use narrations that she narrated herself, which is just, you know, sheer ignorance, right? Like, she narrates these hadith about the arguments. The hadith I used in the last sermon, the last Jumu'ah khutbah, she narrates the hadith, right? All of those things. Why? To defend, to show the supreme character of the Prophet, peace be upon him, even if that means that she could potentially make herself look bad. But a mother is interested in teaching her children. So she taught us through her interactions with the Prophet, peace be upon him, about who the Prophet, peace be upon him, was. Urwa, who was the nephew of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, he said that no one's prayer resembled the prayer of the Prophet, peace be upon him, like Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. If you watched her pray, she looked exactly like the Prophet, peace be upon him. She resembled the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the way that he would pray, in the spirituality and the khushu', the humility that she had in her prayer. Urwa says that one time I came to visit her, and she was my aunt, and I saw her standing up and praying, and she was crying and reciting the verse, فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَقَانَ عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. وَوَقَانَ عَذَابَ السَّمُونَ, right? Surah Al-Tur. That Allah was kind to us and He removed from us and He spared us from a grievous punishment. Allah was kind to us and spared us from grievous punishment. So he said that I stood behind her on the side of her as she prayed to try to get her attention, and she didn't stop her prayer. She was so immersed in that one verse of the Qur'an that he said that I decided I'm going to go shopping and come back later. He said I went shopping and came back later, and she was still standing in the same place reciting the same verse, crying and remembering her Lord. So this was a woman that was a sage, a worshiper, a woman whose worship resembles the worship of the greatest worshiper and the Prophet, peace be upon him. This was a woman that many people don't know was distinguished in her charity. Abdullah ibn Zubayr, he says that Abdullah ibn Zubayr said, I know no two people more generous than my mother and my aunt. His mother was Asma bint Abi Bakr. His aunt was Aisha bint Abi Bakr. He said Aisha used to gather her money until it became something, until it was of a certain